Welcome to the BioCurious podcast with your host, Kayla Osterhoff. As a health scientist, biohacker, and generally curious person, I'm always looking for new ways to optimize and integrate mind, body, and spiritual health. I created this podcast to explore the magic and science of human biology and expand your consciousness through learning. If you enjoy the episode that you're about to hear, please leave a review and share it with someone who can benefit from the information. Now let's get curious. Hello, my BioCurious friends. Welcome to the final episode of 2020. It has been an epic year. So because of the epic year that we've experienced, I decided to do a little bit of a different episode to close out our year. It'll be a different format than what you're used to hearing, as I'll be flying solo today to take a look back at the year that we've experienced, the good, the bad, and the beautiful. I'm actually on the road right now for like the 100th time this year. I'm in California in a very small town at the base of the Sierra Nevada mountains visiting some family with my partner. And I decided to go ahead and record this final episode, even though I don't have my normal recording equipment with me. So if it sounds a little bit different than what you're used to hearing, that is why. But hang in there because I think that you will really enjoy this episode. Now, while this year has been extremely challenging for me, and I know many of you, it has also been absolutely magical. It has been a stark contrast, to say the least. I personally started this year out with a calendar full of amazing events, travel, and exciting advancements that I was looking forward to in 2020. But as the COVID experience came into focus, like many of you, all of my plans were swiped out from under my feet. This was definitely the theme of 2020 for me. Every time I found my footing and a solid plan, boom, another unexpected hit would come in and wipe my slate clean again. And while this was certainly not a comfortable experience, it was actually exactly what I needed to push my own evolution forward. At the beginning of 2020, I was still working for CDC, and I actually was pulled briefly into the COVID response before I hung my hat in March. I had actually been planning to retire my CDC hat for a few months at that point and was excited to finally have the time and energy to build out my health optimization medicine practice in Atlanta and the freedom to travel and speak at all the amazing health conferences and different events going on globally that I had been invited to. To aid my transition, I had saved up a little pot of money and started the process of building an income property on the back of my land in Georgia. And just as I thought I had everything figured out, COVID took a turn for the worst and the world completely shut down, as you know. One by one, my speaking gigs and events got canceled. My building project that I had in the backyard stopped in its tracks as the city shut down, and my savings ended up becoming my main source of income. And like everything else, I had to pivot. My practice, research, school, events all became virtual, and everything that could not pivot to virtual was essentially erased. For me, being the control freak that I was at the time, it was very scary, but it was also a necessary shift to reprioritize my time and efforts. At that point, I had decided to take the opportunity to design my days in alignment with my passions and some new priorities that I was putting together. And I made the decision that if it didn't bring me joy or serve a very specific purpose, that I was not going to participate in it. I said no to a lot of things in 2020. I said no to any meetings before 10 a.m. so that I could start my day in a way that calmed my nervous system and set me up for success for the day. I spent more time doing things for enjoyment, like hiking, reading, and road tripping on the weekends. I doubled down on my stress management efforts and created a healthy environment at home that supported my new lifestyle and the evolution that I was going through personally. I spent a lot more time working on myself and doing some inner exploration that had been put on the back burner for a really long time at that point. I also took my first plant medicine journey, which was something I had been researching and wanting to do for some time. When I kept seeing millions of dollars being poured into psychedelic research at the best research institutes in the United States and globally, I really just knew that I had to check it out for myself. So you probably heard the episode I did with Sean Wells, number 71, if you want to go back and check it out, where we talk in detail about our psychedelic experience together. And since then, I did a few more, which has really propelled my personal evolution forward. But in short, I worked this year specifically with psilocybin, which was a game changer in terms of boosting neuroplasticity and subconscious reprogramming to create sustainable behavior changes. Lo and behold, after shifting my focus to work on myself instead of staying in a hyper-vigilant, externally focused state, so many beautiful opportunities, people, and experiences came into my life with ease. It was kind of crazy. I started an incredible women's health initiative this year that I am so passionate about with mind-blowing partners, and we are working on some next-level things. More about that, at the end of the episode. I'll tell you a little bit more. I left my cushy government job to gain 100% freedom and craft a career that I am completely aligned and in love with. I road tripped across the United States twice this year and witnessed the nooks and crannies of our gorgeous country. I highly recommend this for anyone who has not done it. If you have the time, even if you do it on your own, get out there and see the country. It is gorgeous and it's a great time because there's not that many people around right now. I was reminded this year again and again in the beautiful and unexpected ways what truly is important in life. I face financial challenge, family crisis, loss, and many letdowns, which taught me flexibility, patience, and really just 10x'd my capacity for compassion and love. And I met so many beautiful people along the way. Overall, this year has just been an amazing year for expansion and transformation, and not only for me, but for all of the people that I have witnessed and experienced and been to and talked with this year have really experienced a similar evolution. Each time I began to fall into my old patterns this year, I was hit with a new and unexpected challenge that reminded me to slow down and forced me to pivot again and again, which is really uncomfortable for me, but I am becoming more comfortable with it, and that's a benefit in and of itself. My income property project getting paused early in the year reminded me to be patient and flexible. And it actually has not started back up, but hopefully soon. And I think it's going to be even better than I had initially planned it to be. My dad's stage four cancer diagnosis really just forced me to slow down, stay calm, and help me to increase my capacity for compassion and to see the beauty in the small things. This also allowed me to help my family make some really important health changes that will benefit them for the rest of their lives. My grandfather's death this year reminded me who and what matters most in life. My business and financial challenges reminded me that my plan is not always the best one and to remain open to better and different ideas and opportunities. With each lesson in 2020 came some amazing and unexpected upgrades. I created a more aligned and exciting career path. I found financial gain in unexpected places. 160 acres of beautiful, untouched, high desert land in Utah fell into my lap like that. My family made some amazing, healthy lifestyle changes that will benefit all of us. I made some healthy lifestyle changes that will benefit all of us. My relationship with my partner grew stronger and closer. I gained soul-connected new friends and grew closer with existing friends. And I gained incredible business partners who are also my friends. All in all, it has been a beautiful, chaotic, challenging, sweet, scary, exciting, lovely year. We have all been permanently changed by this year, whether we are aware of it or not. This is the case for everyone. The COVID experience, major social uprising and changes, followed by the election and whatever other personal challenges you experience this year, have changed your routines, beliefs, societal constructs, and your physical brain permanently. Shocking, traumatic, and/or novel or new experiences or events increase neuroplasticity and subconscious suggestibility, something that I've spoke to all of you a few times this year, especially through Instagram. But this creates a very unique and powerful opportunity to make significant, sustainable behavioral and mental changes. This opportunity can be used for your good or for bad. And I'll explain that a little bit more. So, for instance, those who spend this time in a constant state of fear, stress, or escapism, this is what is being hardwired into your system and into your life moving forward. It will be very difficult to ch make changes to these new behaviors moving forward if you continue to solidify these new changes. But those who spent this time or are spending this time reevaluating and reprioritizing their time, efforts, and mental energy into making positive changes are creating sustainable positive change in their life that will continue to support them moving forward. And the good news is that it's not too late to start making positive changes now if you haven't been making the positive changes so far this year. We will remain in this hyper neuroplastic and subconsciously vulnerable state through 2020 and maybe even beyond that. So for me, I will continue to prioritize things that calm my nervous system, move away from anxious, hypervigilant energy. I will make more time to connect with the people I love and who support my new lifestyle and priorities. I will say no to things that cause unnecessary stress. I will choose ease over struggle. I won't grind anymore because I don't need to. I won't suffer. I will continue to focus on the full part of the glass. I'm an eternal optimist, and so I will continue to foster that. I will avoid the news and major media. I will avoid toxic people and perspectives. I will stick to my self-reflective and self-regulating practices, and I will be ready to pivot again and again to allow room for bigger, better, and more beautiful things to come through. I'm looking into 2020 with excitement and anticipation for an even more magical year than 2020. My business and team is teed up to grow exponentially this year. I'll finally be jumping into the dissertation process with my PhD, and I plan to use my research to write my first book, maybe even two, in 2021. I also plan to upgrade the format of this podcast to align more with my upgraded priorities, and I think you all will really enjoy the changes that I will be making with the podcast. And most excitingly, for 2021, I will be launching the Power Program. That's Power with the H, Power, along with some badass powerful women and some amazing women's health brands. This is a one-year, fully comprehensive bio-individual health initiative for women that is unlike any other educational or medical program out there. This will teach women to become their own health experts, and it will help to close the research gap in women's health. As a result of this project, I will also be doing some incredible novel research in women's health that, again, I anticipate to help bridge the gap in women's health science. For the ladies who are listening to this episode, check out the powerprogram.com to get on our VIP enrollment list and be the first to know when we open enrollment in the first week of January. Because we are focusing on high quality research and in-depth exploration of each woman's bio-individual needs, we are limiting our program in the first year to 30 participants. And for all my beautiful BioCurious listeners here today, I wish you a very happy and expansive new year and a beautiful celebration on New Year's Eve if you do that. I will also catch y'all in season 3 of the podcast, which will be launching in February with the new upgrades. And until then, I hope you all stay safe and I hope you all stay curious. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the BioCurious podcast. If you want to support the show, the best way to do so is to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And if you liked this episode and know somebody who could benefit from the information, please take a screenshot of the episode and send it to a friend. You can also post